Thanksgiving's around the corner. Don't put me in the stove, young man. I'm a Cornishan. Congrats. Don't shoost me.
I'm a Cornishan. Man, I named Jack Prostate. Please, I don't shoot me.
Don't shoot me. Don't shoot me. No shoost me. I'm a Cornishan.
Thanks for being here. There's no Bears game to review. Thank God, but we will preview this week's game against the Ravens. Dan will walk us through the streets of Baltimore. It's going to be red hot, plus Bears Fantasy Corner, hams and bread. Return of a magical segment. Gray Balls, the world champions of the world, 35 and over intramural hoops is back. It's red hot. We're going to talk all about it, plus much, much more. Thanks for being here, Zerdogs.
Boing, 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 boing.
Zero doinks. Zero doinks.
Zero doinks.
Zero doinks.
Zero doinks.
Zero doinks.
Huzzah, doinks! Oh, what a Bears weekend, huh, Dan? Big win for the Bears. Wait a minute. It's bye week. I'm drunk. How you doing, bud?
I'm great. I'm great. Not losing is a huge win for the Bears these days. So, I'm into it. This is a relaxing weekend, I guess.
Maybe.
I don't know. Yeah, question mark.
I miss the Bears. I missed them big time.
I did too. It felt like something was missing. That pit in my stomach for the incoming loss was not there this weekend. And I missed it. It's like an old friend I can't shake. So we're rolling into the week, so it's going to come back probably tomorrow morning.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's get into it, Dan. It's Ravens week, baby. Let's get wet. Thank you for joining me, Dan.
Thank you so much for having me on the air, live from the western suburbs of Chicago. Thank you so much, Bill. You look handsome.
No, you look great. Hubba hubba. Zerdoinks.
All you see is just orange.
You, Aaron Rodgers.
Boing, 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 boing.
Zerdoinks. This is usually the spot that we are coming off Justin Fields' gold, but we don't need to talk about him. I'm sure he's had a great bye week. What do you think a guy like that does during a bye week, Dan? What do you think? Does he go out of town?
I don't think so. I think there were videos of him working out like Monday morning, and there were people just just creaming themselves going, oh, I bet your quarterback's not working out right now. They probably are. They probably don't just completely, they don't go to, what was it, Tony Romo? Didn't he go to Cancun on his, and Jason Witten, and then every loss they had after that. Oh, that was the playoffs, I think. The bye week during the playoffs, and everyone's like, oh, they're not focused. So Justin probably learned from that. He was probably 3 years old, so I think that's what he was doing. He was working out, making himself better, watching film, hopefully staying away from Matt Nagy and all of the staff. Ooh. And that's it. What do you think he was doing, buddy?
Yeah, I think he was hanging with Uno. He was giving homeless guys and girls money, as he's wont to do. He's a saint. He's an angel. He hath risen. He's Justin Fields. And my love did not have a bye week for Justin Fields. So
no bye week.
I think I said that wrong. Yeah.
Can you? So just taking a sidestep here, Jordan Doinks was in Florida this weekend, a little girls trip. She just got back today, had to take a little bit of a snooze. Mm-hmm. And when she woke up, I said, she is risen. And she did not enjoy that. She said that was sacrilegious. I should say that. Is that bad? I think
no.
That combo of words is fine, right? That wasn't, had nothing to do with Jesus.
No, no. It's very legal. It is the opposite of sacrilegious, which I think is religious. So maybe it's not the opposite, but I don't know. I'm confused. I don't remember what church looks like, but I know that Justin Fields is the chosen one.
He is the chosen one. Can we I know we, if I sounded really drunk on the last episode, I'm not really that sorry. But my memory is a little shaky, and I feel like we talked about this off air. I think we let the refs off the hook a little bit last game.
Yeah.
Do we want to talk about that? I mean, I feel like that's been all the talk this week. I just have sort of one beef. I have one. Obviously, the refs were fucking terrible, and the NFL just doubling down on, you know, backing up their officials, which they're going to do. Like, I don't know why anyone's surprised. I put this on Twitter today. Can we stop pretending like Cassius Marsh is broke and that him getting a minor fine is going to absolutely financially cripple he and his family? I looked it up today. He's made like $9.8 million in his career, which was shocking in itself. Mm-hmm. But Bears fans need to relax a little bit. I saw someone suggest they need, like, why don't we just start a GoFundMe to pay for that fine? Are you kidding me? No. Bears fans might be taking it a little too far. I get it. I'm upset as well. The refs kind of bailed us out, right? What's a win going to do for us there? Like, I want to win this year, but maybe you said it. It's a little hazy. Like, we don't need Matt Nagy, that boob, to get another win on his record, right? Give it one more reason for the McCaskies to keep him around. So you can be mad at the officials. I kind of feel like they did us a solid.
Yeah, I think I said something to the effect of that was kind of your perfect outcome, where JF1 was fucking awesome. And yeah, we all wanted the Bears to win, of course. But I think looking back, when it's January, we'll be like, yeah, you know what? Maybe that was the loss that cinched Nagy and assume Pace, you know, getting the hell out of town. So yeah, that's fine. Yeah, we did go a little easy on the refs. It was post game. I'm so confused with when we're doing these little inside Zerd Doinks here. It is Sunday during the witching hour of the afternoon games. Oh, when wins become losses and losses become wins. That's what they say on Red Zone. It's so cheesy. I hate it, but I also love it. So yeah, we're very confused. We did the last show right after the Steelers Bears game, and yeah. Whoa, that was a bit fuzzy.
Yeah.
I think Big Ten Minute was probably 38 minutes because there was just a lot. There's a lot to dig into. We'll try to be a little less wordy this time. We'll see. Hard to say.
Yep.
Kind of weird that we don't have to review a Bears game. That's fine. NFC North games. The Lions tied. Speaking of the Steelers.
That's awesome.
They tied the Steelers. That is awesome. I love it so much. My wager is still alive then of who the Lions' first win will be against. I picked the Broncos, which I think is a week after Thanksgiving, and you're still very nervous about Bears-Lions on Thanksgiving, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm. I'm very nervous for it, 100%. Although I think it was Grease Tank who threw it out there. 0-16-1 is all he said, and that number looks beautiful. Like, only the Lions could lose 16 games in one season, and one of them happens to be the season that we have 17 games. They're going to win a game. They get close. Yeah. I'm still very nervous it's going to be the Bears, but we don't have to worry about that this week. So,
no, that's fine. It's a week plus away. Vikings, last I saw, were up 7 at the Chargers. Dan is
still
nodding. Maybe
still
that's
true.
Still a thing.
Yep.
And then the Packers were up 10-0 against the Seahawks in a horribly ugly game. Is that still true as well, Dan?
10-0. Packers are 2 yards out from scoring again. So 2 minutes left in the game. That game's over.
Over. Yeah, Russell Wilson looked very rusty and pretty terrible. All right. Should we have you walk us through the streets of Baltimore as Lamar Jackson and the boys are visiting Chicago?
Yeah, I can do that.
This upcoming Sunday. Okay. All right, bud. I'm sure the research was deep. Okay. Oh, God, my headphones just...
Bill did a preemptive...
I can't hear a preemptive. What you're saying.
Took the glasses off, and that was like Bill was loading up, and I knew that was going to be a good one. Did not disappoint. It always kills me. Thank you so much, Bill. Thank you for having me. Okay, Baltimore Ravens. The Baltimore Ravens. Mm-hmm. We have played them 6 times since they've been around. Just 6. Baltimore, how does that work when teams move? Like the Baltimore Colts, like the Indianapolis Colts, keep those records? Is that right? That's got to be right.
Yes, because I think the Browns started the record book over when they became a thing again.
Okay.
It's very confusing.
Okay.
I don't know if that has anything to do with anything.
Yeah, no, the same thing. Like the Oilers, I think the Titans claim the Oilers records as well.
Okay.
I don't know. That confuses me. It doesn't really matter. Why am I doing that? So Bears lead the all-time series 4-2 over the Ravens. Good job, Bears. Mm-hmm. Ravens also have 2 Super Bowl wins, so just thought I'd throw that out there. They've been around like barely, so get it together, McCaskies, you fucks. Mm-hmm. All right, last game against the Ravens, October 15th, 2017. Bears win 27-24 in overtime. Connor Barth with a 40-yard field goal to win the game. Bears blew a 14-point lead in the second half. Tariq Cohen with a touchdown pass to Zach Miller. Tariq Cohen, ever coming back, that guy?
Nah, I don't think so.
No biggie. Mm-hmm. Adrian Amos with a 90-yard interception return for a touchdown. I did see a few minutes ago he had an interception in the end zone for the Packers, so fuck you, Adrian Amos.
Yes.
Mitch Trubisky, 113 yards, 1 touchdown. Joe Flacco, 180 yards, 2 interceptions. Good job, Joe Flacco. Is he still in the league? He's hanging around. Mm-hmm. Jets? Mm-hmm. Jets, okay. Good. He's the third string guy with the Jets?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, why is he still doing it? Just give up, man. He's still making good money. All right, Jordan Howard had 167 yards rushing. That's awesome. Deion Sims, was that his name? The tight end for the Bears. He led the Bears with 42 yards receiving and 1 touchdown. Pretty bad game all around. Do you remember that game, Bill?
Yeah, vaguely. I think I was pretty excited that it seemed like Mitch looked good with his legs. I don't know if you have his rushing stats in front of you from that game.
I don't recall him having a lot of rushing yards. Yeah.
Okay, I'm an idiot.
You know what? I think that was in Baltimore. Think about it.
Yeah,
it was in Baltimore. Okay.
Yep.
All right. All right. Well, that's all I got for that one. Last home game. So yeah, that would make sense. I'm drunk. Last home game. Get my shit together. November 17th, 2013. Bears win another overtime game, 23-20. Game was delayed 2 hours due to heavy rain in the first quarter. I feel like there was a bad tornado somewhere in Illinois as well.
Okay.
Like Washington, Illinois. Shout out Central Illinois. Sorry about your tornadoes. Justin Tucker tied it at the end of regulation. He's still doing it. He's awesome.
Yeah, I really like him.
Yeah. Best kicker of all time?
No, Cairo Santos is.
Okay, good, good. Did you meet him?
Tomorrow.
Oh, okay. All right. Sorry, didn't mean to spoil that.
No.
For anyone. Okay. All right. Robbie Gould with Fields of Gold. Robbie Gould with a field goal in overtime to win it. McCown with 216 yards passing, one touchdown. Forte with 83 yards rushing, 42 yards receiving, one receiving touchdown. Alshon Jeffrey with 83 yards receiving led the team. And for the Ravens, Ray Rice with 131 yards, one touchdown, and
he beats up domestic violence.
Yeah. Ray Rice. What's he doing these days?
He might be dead. And just nobody cares.
I don't know. That was really bad. Really bad.
It was really bad. Not quite as bad as his cousin Ray Korn, though. I don't know if you remember what Ray Korn did.
I don't know Ray Korn personally or spiritually, but I'm sure he's a terrible guy like Ray Rice.
Mm-hmm.
Any more thoughts on that game, Bill?
No, I vaguely do remember it, and I do remember weather issues. So
weather
thanks
issues.
For bringing that back. Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
Sorry to the people of Washington, Illinois, but I'm sorry to our audience for Dan's Central Illinois accent.
Howdy, y'all. I'm Ray Korn. All right. Andy Dalton.
I don't know if you know Ray Korn's dad. I don't know if you ever met him. His name is A. His first name is A.
Acorn. Jesus Christ, man. You've hit full dad mode with these terrible jokes.
Kill myself.
Okay. All right. Well, let's move on. We're going to move to the coaching staff here. We got head coach John Harbaugh. Harbaugh. I can't not say Harbaugh. I just did it, but I can't not say Harbaugh. Do you have the same problem?
Yes, Mike Mulligan. You're an earworm bastard. I hate you so much.
Get out of my head, you asshole. You fat bitch. All right, John Harbaugh. He's been the Ravens head coach since 2008. He was the Eagles special teams coach for 8 years. And his last year there, he was the defensive back coach. Kind of a weird jump, like, hey, you just want to coach DBs. Also kind of a theme with his own staff. They sort of jump around positions, which is a bit different. But he's 146-9-90 all time. Holds the record for the most playoff road wins with 8, which is pretty fucking impressive.
This year's gambling. Keep that in mind.
Someone remind us. Grease Tank, please remind us.
Yep.
He played defensive back at Miami of Ohio. Shout out Coach Cuse. His brother-in-law is Tom Crean, which I always find strange. That little nugget. That's got to be a real weird Thanksgiving dinner with the Harbaughs and Mr. Crean, right?
Yeah. Incredibly farty. Like Tom Green.
Oh.
Tom Green? Tom Crean. Also, Tom Green's there for no reason. Just with that rubber alien that he had during that one episode that I will never forget. I don't know if you... Did you watch the Tom Green show?
I mean, it's been so long. I don't remember that.
Yeah,
did he violate it? Or?
Oh, yeah. It's Area 51, and he put his tongue all over that rubber alien.
Oh, gross. So gross.
It's great.
Harbaugh. That's all I got for Harbaugh. I'm going to keep saying it. Defensive coordinator is a gentleman named Don Martindale. No, Martindale, sorry. He's been the defensive coordinator since 2018. He's been with the team since 2012. He coached at Western Kentucky for Jack Harbaugh, his old man. So he apparently loves Harbaughs.
That's he all goes I got. By Wink, too.
Wink. How did you know that? I did see that, and I thought, how can I insert that in here? But that's just weird.
It's because I'm an Wink old Martindale game show guy. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I was gonna say that's now I get it. Mm-hmm. What? Make a deal? Is that him?
I feel like that's right.
All right.
That guy had a hairpiece, right?
Y'all. He had all sorts of loose change under that rug for sure. Good for him. Wink. He's got to be dead, right? Like,
yeah. And he seems. Prison.
And in he died in prison. They just left him there.
Yes.
I think I'm sort of thinking about Marv Albert here with the hairpiece, but mm-hmm. Wink Martindale seems like a weird sex guy, and that's probably how he died.
Oh, yeah. That guy had to have been, like, you know, he probably three doors to choose from in his bedroom chambers, uh-huh. right?
And yeah.
I don't want to know what was behind any of those doors. Two ended dildos.
Yeah, you're definitely... Yeah, he probably had a horrible death of, like, exploding dildo in his butt or something, so...
Yeah.
Well, rest in peace, Wink. We love you.
Grease Tank, let us know how he died.
Please. He was framed. All right, offensive coordinator, Greg Roman. He's been the offensive coordinator since 2019. I feel like he's getting a lot of buzz for, like, head coaching gigs. You're not interested?
I need to know more. I haven't started that log yet, if you will.
Okay. Well, he's had previous stints as an OC with San Fran and Buffalo. He started his coaching career in 1995 as an unpaid strength and conditioning coach for the Panthers.
Weird.
Now he's the offensive coordinator for the Baltimore Ravens. Very strange, eh?
He bet on himself. Nice Ooh. Job. Came up snake eyes.
All right. The tight end coach is Bobby Engram. Yes, that Bobby Engram who played wow. wide receiver for the Bears from 96 to 2000. He was the Ravens wide receiver coach from 2014 to 2018. I don't know why he's the tight end coach now.
Weird.
Yeah.
Very weird.
Very weird. All right, but I'll tell you who is the wide receiver coach. T. Martin.
What?
The T. Martin who played quarterback and won a national championship with Tennessee in 98. He's bounced around coaching in college mostly. He's been with USC and Tennessee recently. His son is Amari Rodgers, who plays wide receiver for the Packers. Did you know that?
Oh, no. I had no idea.
No. Wow. No clue. He was awesome at Clemson. I think he's a rookie, right?
Dan, you're killing it.
Isn't it crazy? Yeah, well, Wikipedia, it's a hell of a drug. He also has another son committed to Miami for baseball, but he'll also play football. He's just got just D1 guys coming all out of his D. Defensive back, I'm just moving along here, Bill. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt your moan there. Defensive back coach is DeAnton Lynn, son of Anthony Lynn. I feel like I mentioned that during Lions week that he has a son who coaches for the Ravens. So here we are. I got nothing else on him. Inside linebacker coach, real good one. Rob Ryan.
Yes.
Amazing hair. It's his first year with the Ravens. He's just, it's hard not to love that dude, right?
Yeah, he is awesome. He looks like he has three bowling balls under his shirt, doesn't he?
Well, funny you should mention that. Here's a line from Wikipedia. In 2012, following in the footsteps of his brother, Ryan, he had lap band surgery in an attempt to lose weight. This is the last line. The procedure failed.
That's so mean. So mean.
So mean. Did it fail or did he fail? How does that, it's meant to, make you sick if you eat too much, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that
I think it's supposed
how
to,
it
like, shrink your stuff. Yeah, make your... Yeah. Depress your appetite, if you will.
Do you think he just ate so much it just busted through that band and it's just like, oh, a procedure messed up? It's like, well, you didn't stop eating, Rob.
Yeah. Charlie Weiss still alive? I think of him when I think of that surgery.
Oh, he won a lawsuit or something, right?
I think
didn't
so.
He? Yeah.
He was like walking around with a cane after something happened. Probably. I don't know, had too many cheeseburgers, and next thing you know, his legs gave out? I don't understand.
Charlie Weiss, huge asshole, right?
Oh, yeah, big time.
Oh, that guy sucks. Mm-hmm. I don't know where he's at. I feel like he was, who cares? Why are we talking about Charlie Weiss? All right, let's move on. Anything else from Rob Ryan?
Fat. No. I love him, though. I love him.
Love him. Yeah, he's great. All right, the owner of the Baltimore Ravens is Steven Biscotti. Is it a biscotti what you dunk in your coffee?
I think so. They're not that good either. I think they're pretty gross.
They're good if you dunk them. You got to get them a little wet. Then they're pretty good. I don't mind them. You can't eat them dry. You can't raw dog those things. You got to get them a little wet.
Dan, are you aware that I don't drink coffee?
Yeah, I did know that.
Okay.
I don't know. Dunk them in your red wine. Whatever. I don't know what you drink.
Red wine.
What do you drink in the morning? You just slam in water?
I have some water. If I need caffeine, I'll throw a Coke in the mix, and that's really bad. It's a bad idea.
That's not great.
Yeah, it's gross. Yeah.
Have you never tried coffee, or you just don't like it?
I've had it. Yeah, I'm not. I think it's overrated. I want beans next to my rice and corn, not in my drink.
Okay. Ray Rice next
Acorn.
To your Ray Rice. Hey, corn. Okay, Stephen Biscotti. He's been in the ownership mix with the Ravens since 2000. He owned 49% of the team then. Then he bought bought additional shares from Art Modell in 2004 to become 51% owner. So he's a majority owner. He founded a company called Aerotech. It's a staff and recruiting company. It's like the biggest one in the U.S., like privately held. I don't know how you make money off of that, but it sounds cool. He's worth $5.8 billion.
Whoa.
That doesn't suck.
No. He looks kind of greasy.
He'd be at
Martindale's apartment.
There's a lot going on in his hair. He's that baby. And I'm jealous because a bad hair guy. Like, I wish I could have biscotti-level hair. Maybe it's actual biscottis in there.
It could be.
All right.
Wonder what he dips his head in, Dan.
Oh, pussy. All right. GM is a gentleman named Eric DaCosta. He's been the general manager since 2019. He's been with the Ravens under Ozzie Newsome since 1996. Ozzie Newsome, did he die? What happened to him?
I think he just retired, but okay. I don't know.
Ozzie Newsome is a guy where I hear that name all the time. I don't know that I would know him if you showed me a picture of him.
Okay.
Would you?
Test that out on you.
Okay.
No, I don't know that I would either.
Okay. He may not be real. He might be a Muppet.
I'm picturing Andre Dawson for some reason.
Oh, the Hawk.
I don't know why. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
I have no follow-up. All right, that's all I got for front office. There's no Illini on this team. There's one Gopher, rookie wide receiver Rashad Bateman is on the Ravens. He was hurt. I think he's back. I don't know. Haven't looked up stats. But he'll probably crush the Bears just because everything Gophers has ruined my life lately. So,
No comment.
I know. Speaking of which, the kicker for the Lions who had that horrible kick in overtime, mm-hmm. Ex-Gopher, Ryan Santoso, used to be 350 pounds. Not really, but he was massive. And he had maybe one of the worst kicks in NFL history. So
that was...
it was terrible.
There was no chance that puppy was going through. None.
That, like, they kept showing the replay, like, well, let's see if it got tipped, and it absolutely did not. Nobody even breathed on it. It was horrible. He should be he should be cut. They should cut him.
Yeah, they should.
So that's all I got, Bill.
Wouldn't have happened if he was an Illini.
Pass.
Okay. Thank you, Dan, for walking us.
You're welcome.
Through the streets of Maryland, specifically Baltimore. There's a lot of good stuff. Are you going to the game on Sunday?
Undecided. I'd like to. I would say there's a 75% chance I'll be there.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Then that can only mean good things for you, your liver, and the Bears. That's for sure. Buddy, thank you so much for your research for Bears Ravens Week. Zero Doinks, thanks for being here.
Acorn. Suck my acorn.
It's Bears season. It's Justin Fields season. Have you ever wanted to follow us? Do it at Zero Doinks. Instagram at Zero Doinks. Twitter at Zero Doinks. Slip into our DMs wet, wet, wild. If the hams are a-slappin', don't come a-slappin'. If the hams are a-slappin', don't come a-slappin'. Follow us on the World Wide Web, www.zerodoinks.com. Buy our swag at Zerdoinks.
Do you have a bear that you fantasize about every Sunday? So do we. It's Bear's Fantasy Corner.
Zero doinks.
Zero doinks.
Zero doinks.
Oh my god, is there a bear that you fantasize about? Well, you shouldn't have this weekend, weirdo, because they didn't play, you fucking idiot. Bill and I collectively don't recall who we picked last week, and correct. I haven't gone back to listen. Mm-hmm. It sounds like Bill hasn't either, no. Or just can't remember. So, you know what, Bill? I'm just going to give you that win. I'm sure you did better. So you're 5-3-1 on the year.
Okay.
Hopefully we'll remember who we take this week. Why don't you go first?
Okay. No, thank you, Dan. Thank you for providing me the floor. I do not remember who I had. I don't remember what position they were. I know nothing. All I know is that I need a win bad this week to try to bury you, Dan. And when times get tough, when you're faced with a difficult decision, you can only go one way, and that's the quarterback room. And I am going to go with Andy Dalton because I think the Bears are going to be up so large, there's going to be garbage time. Hey, I'm Andy Dalton. Hey, coach, put me in. And he's going to, and Andy will get 4.3 points. That's my pick. Thank you for having me.
Wow, strong pick. Bears winning a blowout, huh? That's what you have? Mm-hmm. All right, I guess we'll cover that in hams and bread. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm gonna take a guy who's going to benefit off of that blowout. It's a guy that Justin Fields had an incredible connection with last week. Finally, we finally saw the connection. And that guy's Jimmy Graham. They seem to have an eye for where they need to be. Jimmy knows exactly where he should be. Especially when he's dropping passes in the end zone. He's not going to do that this week. I'm going to take Jimmy Graham. Jimmy Graham is my pick.
Jimmy. Mimes and sticks! Jimmy, I think now he is, he's been picked probably 5 times collectively, I want to say,
okay.
Between us.
Not enough. Not enough.
He had to have opinion. Been. I feel like he was my pick last time. If not, it's all coming. Nah, I don't know about that. Whatever. Who cares? Dan, who were the big fantasy producers today? I don't even know what. I don't even know where we're at here. But hey.
I want to say Jimmy Graham's been picked more times than he's played this year.
Yeah, that's probably true.
All right. So CBS, which is where I get the numbers, they haven't updated their numbers for leaders. So I'm just gonna run through our league and see what I got here. Does that sound good?
Man,
let's see. Josh Allen had 28 fantasy points. That's cool. Let's move on to the next game. Nothing of note there. Dalvin Cook with 18. Okay. Oh, here's your team. Okay.
Okay.
Ooh, you had 20 from Gibson with the Washington football team.
Thank you.
Who's D. Johnson? David Johnson? D'Ernest Johnson.
Yeah, D'Ernest.
He had 17. Name. Okay. Tannehill, 23. Is this riveting? Just go through your fantasy leagues?
It's gotta be.
Okay. Tom Brady, 20 points and a loss today, you fucking loser.
Asshole.
Okay. Let's move on. Nothing there. Kyler Murray, was he a late scratch? What was the deal with him?
I don't know if it was late, but he was definitely a scratch.
All right. Well, he's definitely in our buddy Kevin's lineup this week.
Oh, boy.
All right. Moving on here, we have Jonathan Taylor, 20 fantasy points. Lamar Jackson at 19 this week. Mm-hmm. Nothing huge yet. Nothing huge.
Ooh.
Ooh, Dak. Yeah. Dak had 35 fantasy points. That one might be the leader. Mm-hmm. Stephon Diggs had 24. Wow.
Ooh.
R. Stevenson. Who's that?
No idea.
Ramondre Stevenson, running back for the Patriots, had 24 fantasy points.
I don't know what that is.
So that's it. A.J. Dillon had 25 fantasy points. All right, there you go. There's your leaders figured out. Negative player, I did see one from the Thursday night game. Sammy Watkins had negative 1 point. So thanks for coming out, buddy.
Yeah, he gets the trash bag of the week. I can't remember.
Yeah,
I know we didn't have a Cornish hen. There was no game for the Cornish hen. But in your life, does somebody deserve the Cornish hen, Zero Doinks player of the week from this past week? Anybody that you stumbled upon, Dan, in your life that deserves the trophy?
Can we pivot?
I think
it should go to someone on Gray Balls, but I wasn't there.
Okay.
So I'm going to reserve that for you for when it's appropriate. So you tell me. You're picking this week.
All right. Great call. Love it. Lick it, stick it, and flick it. Dan, this has been a fantastic Bears Fantasy Corner. I'm so proud to have won the last game with whoever I picked against whoever you picked. Thanks, as always, for your great research.
You're welcome. Maymays and sticks.
Hams and bread. Hams and bread. Hams and bread. Hams and bread.
Zero doinks!
Yes. Yes.
Zero doinks!
Yes. Go!
Zero doinks!
Push the ball. Push the ball.
Hams and bread.
Go! Yes. Go! Kick it in!
Hams and bread.
Let's go!
Spreads, pick three, printing money's pick of the week.
Ooh, Hamsy Pond with a lot of other things. We are going to kick it to our resident and exclusive Sharp Shark and Whale, Rick Fieldsman. Dick, what you got this week, buddy?
Hi, this is Rick Fieldsman.
Hams and spreads. Hams and spreads.
Rick Fieldsman.
Hams and spreads.
Rick Fieldsman.
Hams and spreads. Hams and spreads.
Rick Fieldsman.
Hams and spreads.
Our buddy Rick Fieldsman.
Hams and spreads. Hams and spreads.
Rick Fieldsman. Hams and spreads. Hams and spreads.
Rick Fieldsman.
Ricky Fieldsman.
Rick Fieldsman's my dad.
Hams and spreads. Featuring me, Rick Fieldsman.
All right, Doinkers, we are back after the hottest of weeks off. I feel well rested. I've been giving you my C game, borderline my D plus game. Oh, I am 100% back. I am watching Adele in concert right now. The promo for this said the concert of a lifetime. If this is the concert of a lifetime, strike my ass dead. I want no fucking part of this hotel. Take away my sense of hearing. This is atrocious. She's got a tattoo of Saturn on her forearm. She should go visit there or something. You know what? I can't take it anymore. It's brutal. You didn't come here for the review of Adele live in concert. You came here for the hottest of picks. That's what I'm going to give to you. I looked at the board for next weekend. It is the hottest board of all time. Yeah, someone like you, you're not going to get anybody like Rick Fieldsman, baby. Here we go. Let's go to the picks. Hams and spreads. Pick one. All right. I watched the Packers shut out the Seahawks. It was atrocious, but here's what's more atrocious. The Vikings. The Vikings are trash. Here's the early spread. Packers -2.5. Against the Vikings, Sunday, noon. It's -115. I think it's going to go to like -4, maybe -4.5. They lost the running back. It doesn't matter. The Packers are so hot right now. The Vikings are trash city, baby. Someone like you. Let's go to the next pick. Hams and spreads, pick two. All right. We got the Colts at the Bills. I think this one's also noon. Bills 7-point favorites. Oh my God, the Bills are so hot right now. The Colts, not as good as people think. -7 is going to be easy street, baby. Bills, you might want to bring alternative spread, go double digits on this one. But the Bills, -7, cover it, no problem. Here we go to the last pick.
Hams and Spreads, pick 3, printing money's pick of the week.
Oh, no sponsorship this week, just Adele in the background. We got the Washington football team at the Panthers. Washington football team, +2.5. Washington is so hot right now. They are the hottest team. They just beat the Buccaneers. Washington's coming off hot. 2.5-point dogs. Panthers trash. Washington football team's way to go. +2.5, -110. Absolutely riding the Washington football team. And there you have it. The hottest picks. You come to me for the hottest picks. You come to me for the hottest review of Adele live in concert. Oh my gosh. We need an asteroid to hit the West Coast to take out this concert. I feel bad. I feel like these people were sitting there for 5 hours to hear these trash songs. I'm going to send it back to the boys. And as always, have a good one at the windows.
And this has been the world's greatest and first segment within a segment, Hams and Spreads with Rick Fieldsman.
Rick Fieldsman is the smartest person in the whole wide world. Rick Fieldsman can make you a lot of money.
Wow. Well, that was weird. No matter what you just heard, I'm not sure what you just heard. Dan?
Sorry. I'm sorry. Dan. I didn't have it together there. I should have prepared more.
Dan. Fantastic if, in fact, your audio was what the audience just heard. And if it wasn't, thank you, Rick.
Thank you, Rick. Beautiful.
And if you heard Rick, you'll probably hear Dan at the very end of this episode as a little bit of bonus. Dan, have you looked at any picks? So confusing. For this upcoming week? Anything catch your eye on any of our local apps?
Yep. Let's start with the Bears game since that's the one we care about.
That's
it. We're a mess this week.
We are a mess.
It's so weird. This is a weird day. Okay. Yes. Come back, Bears, please. We need you. My life is empty. I'm dead inside and it's because of you. But I still need you, baby. All right, Bears against the spread are 4-5 this year. The Ravens are 3-6. The over for the Bears, it hit last week. 3-6 for the Bears. Ravens over 5-4. So no real trends there. I don't know what to do. Bears, Ravens, this Sunday, noon, on CBS. Always weird, CBS games. Tony Romo will be there. No, I don't think so. Bears are +6. They're 6-point dogs at home. Over-under is 45. Bill, which way would you go?
So you've heard it here multiple times. Whenever Matt Nagy comes off of a bye, he is terrible. He's great when he has no time to prepare. It's very odd. I'm going to go Bears money line, and I am going to go over. Dan, back to you.
Okay. I like the over. I don't love it. I like it. I think there's one thing you should not do, and it's still bet on the Chicago Bears. Do not take the Bears. Don't do that unless they're getting, like, 10 points. Ravens are a funky team, though. I can't figure them out. It feels like they should be awesome, and then they just shit the bed every once in a while. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to make of them.
Yeah.
I would stay away.
Okay. Dan's recommendation in a gambling segment on Zero Doinks is to not gamble. That's fantastic. I love it. Yeah, they were such trash on Thursday. That totally threw me off. They, in reality, screams that they are going to just fuck the Bears' couch. Right?
Yeah. Well, here's what I'm going to do, Bill. I'm going to tell myself all week not to bet this game, maybe take the over. And if I don't go to the game, I'm sitting on my couch, I'm going to be like, yeah, I'm not taking that at all. If I'm in Waldron parking deck at 11:30 a.m., I am hammering the Bears, crushing them, loving them, licking them, sticking them. I'm hammering them. So I'll let you know Sunday.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. Did you
Did you throw a $50 same game parlay to get a free $20 wager today on DraftKings? That was
no,
weird.
I did not. No, it sounds right up my alley, though. I think I just missed it.
No, oh, that's all right. I did. So I'm down $30 basically already.
Oh, okay. But you're up a lot of fun.
Big time.
All right. Other game. What games do you like this week? 1 week from today.
You know, a little birdie just told me there's a lot of Maction this week, so I love all of that. What about you, Dan? Anything catch your eye?
Yeah, there's a few that I looked quickly. Here's a few that I like. We're not going to do the monster because I don't want to do the math. You figure it out. Take these all in a monster teaser. Those, by the way, I don't think I've missed one yet this year.
Yes, yes.
They just keep hitting, and it's almost too easy, and mm-hmm. I want to up the amount that I'm wagering on these, but I know the minute that I do, it's going to lose, and then I'm going to be upset, and I'm going to have to kill myself. So I'm not going to do that. All right, other games I like this week. Thursday night, the New England Patriots are at the Falcons. The Patriots might actually be legit. Their defense, I think, is pretty good, right? I happened to turn it on. I watched a few minutes. At that point, they had gotten their 14th interception for the year, and they were leading the league. So that's pretty awesome. They're at the Falcons. So I like New England -4 Thursday night at the Falcons. Why do you like the Falcons, Bill?
I like the Falcons because they are reliable. They never blow leads. Matt Ryan is underrated. And Calvin Ridley, I think, died. So,
yes.
I'd go Falcons money line all day, okay. Every day. Today's Sunday, so do it twice.
Didn't they lose by like 1,000 today to the Cowboys?
They did.
Is that true? Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Mm-hmm. 4 just seems like a low number. Maybe it's a sucker bet, but I like the Patriots. All right. Next game, Buffalo Bills. Not University of Buffalo Bills, but Buffalo NFL Bills. -6.5 at home against the Colts. The Colts stink. You're not talking me into them. 6.5 under a touchdown. I like the Bills. -6.5.
So I love all things Indiana, especially you, Phil. I love you. I wish you were here in my podcast cave right now so I could hug you and learn all about Indiana things to do during the weekend when the Bears aren't playing. Colts +6.5 is my pick.
Okay. You know you can gamble in Indiana, right, Bill? Do you know that?
It's news to me.
Well, that was one of my favorite moments is you just absolutely dunking on yourself by saying gambling is not allowed in Indiana. I feel like you threw a shot at the state as well in the mix of that, and you were wrong. Very wrong.
It was great. We literally did Zero Doinks from Ameristar Sports.
Yes.
A sports book. What an idiot this guy is over here.
That was great. I loved it. All right. Next one. I don't know. I might not like this one as much anymore, but I wrote it down, so we're going to go with it. The Packers -2 at the Vikings. Kirk Cousins is shit the bat against the Packers. So, yeah, I'll take the Packers -2. Maybe that's changed tonight. But I'm going to do Packers -2 at Minnesota.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins is a reliable guy to put all of your hard-earned money on. Definitely take. I would sprinkle a little bit on the +2 just in case, but definitely go money line. Put all of your extra cash on Vikings money line. Who's my pick?
Okay, I love it. Last one, the Cowboys. I'm a believer in the Cowboys. I think they might be fucking awesome. +2.5 at Kansas City. The Chiefs have not played yet tonight, so maybe that line will move. The Chiefs stink. I feel like they're still getting too much respect, but they're really bad. So I would maybe take the Cowboys now while they're still getting points. Maybe that moves it even. I don't know. I'm an idiot. But I like the Cowboys either way. Whatever the line is, money line, take the Cowboys.
I would never go against Jackson Mahomes, so take the Chiefs all day, every day. And again, it's Sunday, so do it twice today. Back to you, Dan.
Okay. That's all I got, buddy. That's all I like. Do we want to talk about soccer?
We absolutely do.
Take it from here, intro.
For the first time in podcast history, we welcome you to a segment within a segment within a segment. This is Toffee's Corner, exclusively on Zero Doinks.
Everton fan for my whole life.
It's Toffee's Corner.
Football.
It's soccer time.
Add it, you know, your history. It's enough to make your heart go. Oh, we don't care what the red side say. What the heck do we care? 'Cause we only know that there's gonna be a show when the Everton boys are there.
Toffee's Corner, exclusively on Zero Doinks.
Newcastle's trash.
Oh man, Everton, they are everything in my life and yours, Dan. Can you catch the audience and perhaps me up on what's going on with Everton?
That's a good question. I sort of lost track myself. They did not play this weekend. It's the international break. They had a lot of breaks, a lot of bye weeks for entire leagues. I don't get it. Knock it off. Like, just play, because I need something to watch. But this Sunday morning, 1 week from today, Everton plays, I believe, yes, at Manchester City. Oh. Manchester City's pretty awesome. Everton is, I'm looking at the line now. We'll start with a draw. A draw is plus 650.
Wow.
Manchester City is minus 667. Whoa. To win. Everton is plus 1,500. Oh, my God. That is not good. Not good at all. So, when did we last talk about Everton?
Tottenham, wasn't last the Tottenham game? Two episodes. Yeah.
Tottenham had already happened?
Oh, wait. No. Tottenham was going to happen.
Okay.
We did not talk about the result from the Hotspur.
They tied, right?
Yes.
They tied. No score.
I told the audience to bang the draw, and I hope you did, everybody. It's the first right pick I've had on Hams and Bread or all of the fixins, probably ever.
Okay. Yep. That's fair.
Dan, do you want to hear my thoughts about Everton and such? Okay. I mean, like you said, Dan, international break, so no Everton game this week. I definitely knew that. Congratulations to Jordan Pickford and England on qualifying for next year's World Cup, assuming they don't lose to San Marino tomorrow. Okay.
Of course.
Honestly, I think you'd agree, Dan, that the break came at a good time, hoping to get some of our injured guys back to action soon to get the season moving in the right direction again. But it will be a tough trip to Man City on Sunday. Maybe we can catch them looking ahead to PSG in the Champions League. Classic trap game in our favor. Wow. Boom.
San Marino? Is that what you said?
That's what I definitely said, yes.
What is that?
Brother Dave.
Is that a country?
Who are they?
Is that a brother of Dan Marino? Does that mean no Marino?
San Marino? And Dan Marino? That'd be great. What a great sitcom.
Sans Marino. I don't know. Is that a country? It sounds like it.
Yeah, I never heard of it.
I don't mean to pepper you with questions on all of your thoughts here, but... Mm-hmm. I figured you might know since you're so tapped into English football.
Yes.
I don't know what to expect with Everton this week.
I just got some
new Everton shorts. Does that help? Does that help you at all?
Are you wearing them right now?
No, I'm not. But I ordered them. They're purple. I don't know why. They didn't look that way. It's not a DH Gate purchase either.
Oh, it's not. Okay, I was going to say, don't smell them, because
it was
DH Gate.
It was a Fanatics. I just was cruising through Fanatics, but like, what do they got on clearance here? They were really cheap, and they're like purple and like neon yellow. I don't understand it. They look fine, but weird.
Are they... By chance, and I don't know the answer to this, are they a goalkeeper's shorts? Do they have different colors?
Yeah, I think they do, but yeah, it could be. I don't. They looked blue when I bought when I purchased them, so maybe they're just wrong. but for all the right reasons. I don't know what that means, but yeah. I'm good with it. I'm going to wear them. I might wear them to Gray Balls.
It sounds like the perfect pair of shorts to be on clearance, that's for sure.
Oh, no doubt. Maybe there was purple. A reason. Yeah. There was a reason they were on clearance for sure. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, there we go. Huge Everton guys. You and me.
Yeah, we are. Big time. Big time. We live and die with them. Thank you, Mike in England, for turning us on to your boys, even though we've been with them all the way.
Our lives, yep.
Yes, thank you. My English sucks today. Too many hams! Dan, thank you for telling us about this Sunday morn's game against Man City. Can't wait to shock the world. Expect the unexpected for our boys in blue.
Rafa Benitez is my daddy.
This concludes Hams and Bread, America's favorite sports wagering segment, which includes a segment within a segment, Hams and Spreads, and the segment within a segment within a segment, Doffy's Corner. Thank you for listening exclusively on Zero Doinks.
Love the Toffees forever.
Ooh, love your kit, Dan. Corner kicks. Our boys in blue.
Top of the table. Toffee, toffee, toffee.
Weirdest Big Ten minute, and I love it so much.
Big Ten minute.
A bunch of fat, pale Midwesterners just roaming around Pasadena.
You love the Illini, and I have a life.
I bleed orange and blue.
Gophers, -3 is my pick. I respect your love for the Illini.
Shove it, shove it, shove it. Row, 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 shove, shove, shove. I'm, like, pretty much the only Gopher fan that people know.
Big 10 minutes! Illini had a bye week in football, not basketball, but Dan, I think the Gophers played some football on Saturday. Let's get into it, buddy. Kick it right to you.
Have the Illini had like 4 bye weeks this year?
Feels
this,
like it. Yeah.
I was looking. I was digging through the scores yesterday. I'm like, who did the Illini play? Yeah, they weren't playing. What is going on? Does Bert like need lap band surgery constantly, or what's going on with that?
Yeah, yeah. He's visiting Charlie Weiss to, you know. You know, talk about his bowling ball.
Rub some bellies together. Mm-hmm, just close your eyes and picture those two guys just rubbing tummies together.
I'm doing it. You can see me closing my eyes right now. Uh-huh. What you can't see is that the table I'm sitting at is about to rise into the air.
That table is risen. Yeah, okay, so the Gophers played this weekend. They played Saturday, yesterday as we're recording this. Yeah, they lost at Iowa. They stink. I don't know how else to put it. They kind of kept it close, which Iowa should be embarrassed about, especially you, Tim. I just fire PJ Fleck at this point. He's 0-2 since signing his extension, so thanks a lot for that, you motherfucker. I don't know. Hey, Tanner Morgan stinks. They're just bad. I don't know what else to say. I can't really watch them. Like I couldn't really watch that Illinois game. I watched the Iowa game. I turned it on, and Iowa immediately had like a 70-yard touchdown pass. I was like, well, must be me. Fuck this. And so I was in and out a little bit, but Tanner Morgan sucks. I don't know, Bill. They're at 6 wins right now. What are they, 6-4, 6-5? I don't even know. I need him to get over 7 wins. That was very doable. It's looking really shaky now with 2 games left in the regular season. So, yeah, not feeling great about that and pretty upset. So that's where I'm at with that, Bill.
Okay. Yeah, they play Wisconsin in the Paul Bunyan game, right? And I wonder who that 12th game is against. I love that neither of us know.
Hold on. They just have 2 games left, right? Am I missing a game?
Oh, wait, do they only have 1 or 2? You think?
Well, they don't have a million buys like Illinois, so they play they play Indiana. You motherfucker. They play Indiana. Yeah, because they've played 12 games. They're 6-4 now. So they play Indiana this week and then Wisconsin the following week.
You got it. You're getting over 6.5. You're getting it.
I have 7. 7 is the number.
Oh,
so
fuck.
I
what a
I, Illinois.
Push that? Yeah.
Bowling Green and Illinois. Yeah, fucked me. Point. Those two games. So just for that, for me, PJ should be fucking fired. Shoot him to the moon. Fuck that guy. Makes it all about himself. You're a prick. I don't like you. Nobody likes you. Not even your wife. That's probably not true. Mm. He's fine. Just went. If he wins, if he beats Wisconsin, I'm back in.
Yeah. Well, especially if they rattle off two dubs to get some cash in your pants. I did a little. I think I talked a little off air with you. A little penance for my trolling of you, to try to get
Try to get off the hook.
Only.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
No.
Good vibes only.
You tried. It didn't work. You shouldn't have bet.
I think it worked.
Just give me the money. I think I told you not to bet on the Gophers. I think I was drunk and said, don't take the Gophers. They were losing that game yesterday. So that's on you.
It is. It is.
Do you want me not to? I'm not trolling. I have never been a troll. I'm not trolling anyone or anything.
Oh, Dan, it's not. It just has to do with the general vibe of the upcoming Illinois hoops game. I don't want any bad juju for my stupid dirty whore mouth talking trash to you about Illinois and the Gophers. So that's what that's all about.
You're fine, buddy. I wouldn't worry about that. I mean, yeah, it's fine. I'm sure it's fine. I think it's fine. I'm like 69% sure it's fine. Ooh. I wouldn't worry.
Okay. I won't. Speaking of Iowa, Illinois visits Iowa this upcoming weekend. A 1 o'clock game. That's weird.
Weird.
What? Well, how and why? And I don't know. It seems like Tim's nervous. Tim in Iowa. Like he, it's the return of Bert to the scene of the crime where he used to be an assistant coach and probably did commit crimes. Let's be honest. Certainly at a lot of Waffle Houses. I don't think they have those in Iowa. I don't really know there.
Casey's gas station. That's what they have.
That's it. Oh no, they've got the come and go, right?
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, the come and go.
Very perverted, right?
Yeah. Who
KUM?
Who signed off on that?
Yeah. It's gross. Like, so are you supposed to fill up your tank and leave your DNA everywhere? I don't understand. I don't get it.
But how do you get away with that? Like if I open like a sub shop and I call it like Spooge and Sons, I'm sure someone the better business bureau is gonna be like, ah, buddy, you can't do that. I'm like, there's come and goes. You just explain that.
Spooge and Sons. I want a pastrami sandwich from Spooge and Sons so bad. That's not mayo.
Do you want the spooge sauce on this? You want the Havarti and the spooge sauce? It's a secret. I'm not going to tell you what's in it. That's what you get at Spooge and Sons. Spooge and Sons, we have come in our sauce.
Give it to me. I love it so much. We got to open a chain of those all throughout Western Iowa. Does anybody use that term, Western Iowa? Isn't Western Iowa Nebraska? I need to look at a map.
I don't. I'm very bad with what's happening that side of Iowa. I have no idea. It could be California as far as I know. I have no idea.
Yeah, I love it. Spooge and Sons. Great jingle, too. Very catchy. Illinois, 4-6, still bowl eligible. I think if Gopher football can stay with Iowa and this is not a troll at all, but they ran the ball very well against Iowa, who's supposedly good at defending the run. That seems weird. Sounds off. Then maybe Illinois has a chance. Iowa's not that great. They're just not.
No, they're not.
Better than Illinois, but they're not that great.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be nervous if I were Tim. Why not? Illini are plus 12.5, and the over-under's 38.
Oh, my God. That's so Big Ten. That's so bad. I would definitely, and maybe I will, actually, because I think Coach Cuse is in Michigan. I'd make a financial contribution to my own account because Illinois is winning straight up, baby. What's that money line? Is that plus 550 or something?
I didn't look that up. I have no idea. I didn't look that up. Yeah, plus 550. You got it.
Do it.
do it. Put all of your fun. No, don't do that. Minnesota play this week. Did we already cover that?
Yeah.
Oh, wait,
they play
in Indiana.
Yep.
Yeah.
Their game's at 2:30, I believe. They play at Indiana. Gophers are giving 6.5 on the road. Over-unders 45.5. Don't take the Gophers giving points on the road. Just don't do that. I just take the over. Just take the over and hope for points. That's it. Indiana, they're terrible, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And their quarterback's name is Penis, I think, right?
Excuse me?
His name is Penis. It's like Penix, I think, but it's Penis.
Okay. Yeah. There was a time before the season where it's like Cincinnati played Indiana and beat them. They're like, that's a quality win. They're horrible. Yeah. They're really bad. That coach, who's the coach? Allen? Is that, do I have that right? Something like that. Tom Allen. He was like a hot commodity to take a bigger job. Nobody wants him. They're shitty. They're terrible.
They're bad. They're bad. Yeah, they're getting what they deserve. They had that, you know, they had that 1 year, and everybody's on the Hoosier train. Hey, don't get in the caboose. There's Spooge and Son sandwiches for everybody getting on this train, everyone. Come on! And that train immediately got lit on fire.
Yeah, terrible, terrible. Well, I have no confidence in the Gophers. They lose this game this Saturday. I'm definitely losing my bet, and I'm not going to push for this year because they are most certainly not beating the Badgers the following week. So, fuck you, Gophers, for ruining my life. Mm-hmm. I think Gopher basketball is undefeated, but they've played, I think, just high school teams at this point. So,
who's your favorite? Better. Who's your favorite player on Minnesota's basketball team?
Eric Curry.
Is that a real guy?
I think so.
Okay. All right, I'm not going to fact check it. You know I won't. All right. Illinois basketball also undefeated. One more game for Kofi to sit out.
Why is he sitting out?
You know why he's sitting out, Dan. Come on. Come on. They play Rick's alma mater this week, so that'll be interesting.
Is Barquette any good?
They have Shaka Smart as their coach now. That's kind of weird.
What?
Yeah.
Since when?
They fired since the offseason, Dan.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy shit, I didn't know that.
Fired Woj, and Shaka left Texas before he'd get fired.
Whoa. That's wild. I did not know that.
Shaka.
All right.
I wonder if Shaka has hair again like he did last year. That was very alarming.
Very
Shaka
strange.
Yeah.
Is he a restore guy, or was that an elective bald guy move?
Yeah, I think it was Wink Martindale's rug.
Oh, that is not glue under that rug, buddy. Just so you know, that is high quality sauce from Spooge and Sons.
Dan, this has been a memorable Big Ten minute, buddy. I appreciate it. Thank you for being here with me.
Thanks for having me. Spooge and Sons.
Gribbles.
Gray balls.
Fast break, dribble. Big and burly in the middle. Led by two athletic brothers. Opponents breathless as defense smothers. Rick Fieldsman humped the over. The Fieldsman shake makes women smolder. Mike P making the latest tingle. Stat sheet filling with a triple single. Bill and Dan Deutz are as smooth as yams. Did you see them pregame slinging the hams? Call your kids and wake a friend's wife. Great balls all winning it all tonight. Great balls. The final world champ of all the world. Great balls. World champs of the world.
Great ball.
Great balls. Final world champs of the world.
Great balls. Run that.
It feels like shit. I'm glad you brought it up. Step number one, acquire the ball.
Balls.
right, we're back. The greatest team in the world, basketball team, world champion, Gray Balls is back. Game one is in the books. I was not there because of family killing my life. Bill, you were in the house. You may have played. You may have had some hot jumpers from what I hear. Maybe great, especially down low in layup situations. Why don't you give us the details, buddy?
Yes. So for the uninitiated, as Rick Fieldsman might say, rest in peace, Rick. The Gray Balls is a the defending consolation champions of a 35 and over intramural hoops league in the western suburbs of Chicago. We have a full roster filled with a lot of talent. Only one Division I player that played football, Dan Doinks, as far as I'm aware. Though there are two new guys. So early MVP for Gray Balls. I'm going to give it out right now.
We teased it early.
I'm holding the Zero Doinks Cornish Hen Player of the Week. Typically goes to a Chicago Bear as voted by the Fans and Eggs. Obviously no game this week. This Cornish Hen goes to Coach Cuse for not only his play on the court, but mostly his play off of it, as he signed two guys that know what they're doing. They're tall, they're handsome, they're fit, and they're flat-out good at basketball. And they helped us get what I believe was a 12-point win on Wednesday night. I feel like we won 46 to what would be 12. to 48-36. I feel like that's what it was. I can't confirm it. I'm sure it's on a website somewhere. Fred and his wife fucking everybody. Anywho, Gray Balls 1-0.
Is Fred fucking everyone, or his wife, or are they just both there? Like, there's just dicks and holes, and just close your eyes and grip it and rip it. What's the stance with Fred and his wife?
That's what I think. Yeah, I think there's glory holes all over Fort Hill. And Fred has a lot to do with it. We had, I don't remember if we had one ref or two refs. I'm not very observant. The one that I interacted with was extremely old, but we were super nice to him to try to butter his bread for future games. The team we played, Scholars for Dollars, I think. They were also, the last time we participated in Gray Balls, they were in the league. They're bad. They're very bad. And we beat their ass.
Nice. Hot start. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How many teams in the league? I feel like it's just a handful.
Yeah, I think it's six.
Oh, wow. Real bad.
Yeah. I think last time we did this, again, our season was canceled last year. I think there was at least 12, right?
Yeah, so that sounds right.
So I think there's a bit of a round robin. I think we will face Scholars for Dollars again, and my words will haunt me. But we'll beat them again. I have all the confidence in the world. Yeah.
Are we sitting at the top of the table? Are we doing EPL rules here for wins, point differential, and that's how we – although I heard the game after or before, the team put up like 90 points.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're not worried about that because they didn't play Gray Balls. So, yeah, we're 1-0. Overall, we're 1-0 in conference. We have not lost in 2 years, I think. I'm not great at math.
True.
A year and a half. Coach Cuse was great. The two new guys were great. Paul,
who was the worst?
Was great. There was nothing bad. Like, Paul was awesome. Mike was awesome. It was just top of the table performance, like you're indicating. Davey Nobihavy was super slippery, but let's not forget about Rick Fieldsman. He hit at least one jumper. He missed probably more than that. No big deal. So did I. So did everybody. Rick had pregame music.
Okay.
I believe it started off with like that, the typical, you know, the Chicago Bulls song, if you will. And then I think the second choice, interesting playlist, Mr. Wendell by Arrested Development.
Great song. I respect it.
Yeah,
great song.
Got me very excited. Yeah, it was a great experience. Playing in a mask wasn't that bad. Like, I kind of forgot I was wearing one. I can't speak for everybody else. It wasn't as bad as I thought it would be.
Okay. All right. Well, great. I will be there Wednesday. My shoes arrived, so I have basketball shoes. So I will not be playing barefoot. I assume I'm not going to play much with the new guys. I'll just be there for moral support. I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the schedule. I don't know what time we play. Is there a link someone could send me to tell me where and when to be there? That would be helpful. Like Gray Balls popped up, I think, like Tuesday. I think Rick asked me if I was playing, and I said, I don't think it starts until December. So I'm very out of the loop here. I need some help. Coach Cuse, I need help. Please.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, and that's why he earned the Cornish Hen Player of the Week and Executive of the Week. So he'll be there for you for sure. Yeah, we're good. We are a good team. There is no doubt.
Okay.
I think we've already qualified for the non-consolation bracket, and Perfect. We may be the number one seed, which hopefully will give us between 2 and 3 weeks of byes.
Buys. Okay, good. I love it. I'm excited, Bill. I'm excited. Yep. The jerseys, the city edition jerseys.
Oh, gorgeous.
How'd they feel?
They felt snug. Mine was...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've obviously put on weight since the last season. That one's on me. and no big deal. No big deal at all. Definitely felt like one of the Ryan brothers running around out there for sure without the beautiful hair. So thank
right,
you for asking.
Fair. You got it. You got it. All right. I'm excited. Gray Balls for life. National world champs.
Yep. Let's do it. Let's go 2-0, boys. Pilot, you were amazing too. Who am I forgetting? Rob, you were good. Hopefully I'm not forgetting anybody. If so, that one's on me. My memory sucks. Go Gray Balls.
Gray Balls.
Wrap this motherfucker up. I think this has been a good one. I don't know. It's not late enough, but we're still slapping hams. The Sunday night football game's just about to kick off, so this feels very weird. All right, Bill, outro here. I feel like we should talk about the Bulls. You want to talk about the Bulls?
Sure. Let's talk about the Bulls. Go ahead.
All right. They're currently 8-4. They beat the Mavs since we've last spoken. They beat the Mavs last week, 117-110. They got their tits kicked in by Golden State Friday night. Shout out Kyle, who was on this during an eggs and beef, whatever we call it. He was at the game in San Fran. He said it was awesome. Said the stadium's not that impressive. He didn't love it.
Okay.
So we lose to Golden State. Vooch is out with COVID, so that doesn't help on the circus trip. There's not an actual circus anymore at the United Center, right? They just call it the circus trip. We do the same thing every year, do this West Coast swing.
Mm-hmm. Save the animals.
Yeah, save the animals. So tonight they play at the Clippers, then they're at the Lakers, at Portland, at Denver. Rough stretch, but that will wrap it up this road trip. They've had a rough stretch here of a lot of playoff teams, but they've done all right. They're still awesome. They're going to they're going to win it all.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's shocking they have 4 losses. It really is.
It really is.
They're better than that, but I guess, you know, you got to throw a game every once in a while
for
Billy Donovan, right? I'm sure that was purposeful at Golden State.
I think Golden State's only have 1 loss. They're like 11-1 or something at this point. So they've lost to Golden State, the Knicks, and 2 to the Sixers. Like, those are 4 quality losses in my book. So they're fine, Bill. They're fine.
I'm not worried about them.
They're top of the table. On top of the table, fucking the table, Bulls. Mm-hmm. They're amazing. They need a little help from big guys. That's all. That's all that needs to happen.
That's true. Are you pretty pumped that Coby White's back? You're going to be wearing his jersey around the house?
Big time.
Yeah. Okay.
Big time. Just that. Donald Duck in it with the Coby White jersey. Big time. Yep. Sorry, family.
Oh. Yeah. Well, Spooge and Sons, you know? That's all I got to say. You're going to be making sons. That's what you're going to be doing in that outfit.
Bill, I can't do that. I had a vasectomy.
Well, you're pretty
potent. Have you gotten one of those?
I was on the books 2 years ago, and I completely wussed out, and I canceled the appointment. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Be careful.
Yeah, well, if another man is going to be touching me, Dan, I would much prefer it to be Wink Martindale, the aforementioned Wink Martindale, okay? I didn't trust my surgeon's hand.
That's fair. It wasn't a great experience, I'll say that. Does everyone want to hear my vasectomy story? No, I'm just kidding. Nobody wants to hear that.
Yes? Okay.
All right, yeah. Sorry.
Did you put a bag of peas on your Johnson after, like they say in the radio commercials?
No. I don't have a frozen bag of peas. That's a weird move, right? No. Mm-hmm. I don't recall doing that. I don't feel like there was any icing involved.
Okay.
You just sort of go home and chill out for a while. But that day I went home and one of my daughters did like a WWF like knee drop right into my crotch.
Whoa.
I was like, great, I got to do this all over again, or my testicles just exploded. So it was, that's the one thing. It was not great. I didn't love it. I don't want to do it again. So go Bulls.
Did you make any jokes? Like, whenever there's that type of situation, like even when the guy was fiddling around, I was sort of like, hey,
you know what?
Nice to meet you. You know, I don't know what, I never know what to say.
Yeah. Okay. So the worst part was the guy was a Sox and a Packers fan.
What?
So he was, that was, I think that when you do that type of work, you have to like crack jokes, right? Like, you just have to try to be a funny guy. This guy was literally busting my balls while also busting my balls. It was horrible. He's giving me shit about the Bears and the Packers to the point I was like, dude, you got to stop. Like, just stop, please. Like, it was awful. And I hated it. The worst. So he's like, oh, the Bears are terrible. Like, oh, I've been a Packers fan all my life. And as he's like, snip, 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 snip. Let me toss a little more Novocaine in your sack here. I'm like, buddy, come on, man. Like, this is the last thing I want to talk about is how much the Packers are kicking in our balls as you're kicking in my balls, buddy. Just fucking stop. So, yeah, there were jokes, but I didn't find any of it funny.
Okay. That's what I want to know.
Yeah, okay. All right, there you go.
Yeah, yeah. The audience definitely want to know that, too. Let's talk about pre-vasectomy life a little bit here. Go Bulls, like you said. You and I are both coaches for our children's basketball teams. I am the coach of my son's kindergarten co-ed team. We're two games in. Dan, you are a coach for second grade girls. Am I wrong?
Second
Am I
grade
right?
girls. Okay. You got it.
How's your season going so far, Dan?
Not great. I am absolutely in the hot seat. I'm begging to get fired. We are 0-5. We lost this past weekend. It was the closest we've come. We lost on a last second shot. We took a huge lead to start the game. The problem is the rule. I don't know how the rules are in your league. Mm-hmm. You can't steal the ball off the dribble. You can steal it off a pass. There's no fast breaks involved. They make you basically like slow it down. The refs will do a good job of like, hey, slow it down, stop, you know, let everyone get down the court. Also, not supposed to block shots. Like, you can get in their way, but you're not supposed to block shots. This official we had just decided second half, there are no more rules. We're just doing whatever feels right. So, like, I'm telling my team to, like, not steal the ball. whereas the other team just starts ripping it out of their hands. And I'm like, I'm at the point where I'm like, do I complain about this? Do I not? And I'm having a lot of trouble telling my girls to be aggressive. They think aggressive means murdering another girl. I'm like, no, just like if there's a jump ball situation, that he's not calling a jump ball, just rip it out of their hands. And so most of it's on us, but the rules were real loose. There were a lot of fast breaks from the other team that they just knew they weren't calling it. Excuse me. So we're 0-5. I don't know what to like. The team's driving me nuts. They complain about the color of wristbands they get, which matches up with who they're guarding. They care more about that than anything else, and it's fucking pissing me off. So that's where we're at. How's your season going, Bill?
0-2, but my son thinks we're 1-1, so I'm rolling with it. That's great. We lost last game. I am the head coach, but I'm a pretty passive head coach. I don't know what to do. I got help from Phil Sr. He's one of the assistants and a really nice gentleman that is assisting as well. His son is on the team. We played a team, again, this is kindergarten. We played a team that put 36 on us. 36, and
that's
they shot like 62% from the field. And they had at least one, maybe two kids that were hitting from like 12 to 15 feet out. They're hitting jumpers.
That's crazy.
It was nuts. Like, we were down 6-0, probably like a minute and a half in, and I wish there was a camera on me because I was just shaking my head like I am right now. Like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck? And they were – okay, so you were talking about the stealing rule. In this league, you're only supposed to steal off a pass, not a
dribble.
There you
go, yeah.
Like you mentioned, week one, game one, ref said no stealing whatsoever. Fine. Totally fine with that because we have not taught these kids anything remotely close to stealing. This game, absolute free-for-all. Every time our guys were trying to get the ball to their teammates, stolen. There was a guy that was like Mark Carrier, just playing free safety, picking off passes left and right. And I'm thinking, this is fucking kindergarten. Can the ref, like, knock this off? Like, come on. And, you know, no disrespect to the other coaches, but they probably could have said something, too. It was a fucking bloodbath out there. They probably could have called off the dogs. We're trying to get kids at least field goal attempts. You're kicking
our ass. Right.
Call off the fucking dogs. Call them off. So I got a big problem with what happened. I have a problem with communication with my team, though. Like, they don't – I'm so nervous that the parents go home after these games. Like, what the fuck? Why am I sending my kid to practice? They're obviously not doing anything. We're trying. We're trying. We're doing the best we can. These kids are awesome. But man, this is tough. This gives me a new respect for Coach Cuse and Rick Fieldsman for coaching flag football. I'm having a hard time, Dan. I think I might be a bad coach.
No, I'm sure not. I mean, I've coached soccer and I've helped coach softball. Those have been way easier than basketball. Basketball's hard because you got to teach them skill. You got to teach them how the game's played. But also, like, I have a few girls on the team who have. Clearly have like siblings that they play with like in the driveway and they play like you and I would play. So then when I get to them, you're like, oh no, you can't be that aggressive. You got to sort of, so then, that's really hard. Our practice time is 6 PM on Fridays. Like the girls could not be more shitheads at 6 PM on Friday. Cause it's the end of the week. And I've complained about it so many times. Like, you got to move us. You got to move us. It's like, it's really. So our practices are just me yelling at the girls. I made them run laps for about 10 minutes because I was so sick of their shit. And the same thing. I like email the parents and I'm like, every week I got like, can you remind them to like stop complaining about playing time? And I was like, if they have any problems, please let me know. Of course, the parents don't say shit. So like I'm giving them the opportunity to be like, you suck, and they're not doing it. Like I want someone to be like, you fucking suck. And so I have one other coach. He's great, but we're both sort of like, we're doing kind of everything we can, and it's, I haven't enjoyed it, Bill. I honestly haven't enjoyed it. My daughter spent most of the practice on Friday crying. So and I basically because I kept telling her to be aggressive, and she didn't like that. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's for me. They're really young. Like, this is a hard age because the rules are different. There are no rules, but there kind of are different rules. And they sounds like you have the same issue that they kind of vary game to game. That's the hard part. So, the ref this week legit called a foul. He called two fouls. Nobody calls fouls.
No.
He also gave the ball, like, if the ball would go out of bounds, like, just barely, you just let him play. Like, you just let him go.
Yeah.
This ref was calling everything out of bounds, and he wouldn't be real clear. And God forbid these girls remember which basket they're defending, because, like, there was one where he gave it to the other team under their own basket, which nobody does. You just take it to the top. You take it to half court and have them dribble up. He under their basket, and our entire team ran to the other side of the court. They passed it in and got an easy shot. And I was like, amazing. What the fuck, man? What are we doing here? And so then I got girls crying at the end of the game because we lost. And I'm like, if you didn't care so much about the fucking color of your wristband, like, maybe you'd win a fucking game. So I've had it.
Yeah, I can hear it. I can hear it in your voice.
So I'm sorry, Bill. I feel your pain. I think Jordan Doinks is real sick of me complaining about it because I'm sick of complaining about it.
I get it. I'm living it with you. We the ref before this last game, coaches are you're allowed to have one coach on the court to try to direct these guys, right? So I started the game with the kids. He asked me, he said, "Hey, do we do a jump ball?" And I said, "Yeah, we do. I don't understand why." And he's like, "Yeah, why?" I'm like, "You're the fucking ref, man. You should know the rules better than me, you 89-year-old weirdo. You look great in your stripes." So it's weird that kindergartners start with the jump ball. We obviously have not practiced that. Our practice, you mentioned 6 to 7 on Fridays. That sounds terrible. Ours, Wednesdays, 6:30 to 7:30. Kindergartners.
That's late. What are we doing?
Kindergartners. What are you doing?
Some fucking common sense here. It's unreal.
Yeah. Come on.
All right. So let's talk about the officials.
Okay.
Why do we have officials? Like, why couldn't you just be out in the court and just be like, all right, you just bring the ball up. We had a guy, I got in an altercation with the official the second game. Old guy, was it the second game? Yeah, because I had a bunch of girls missing the first game. Second game, three girls were missing, and I didn't have their jerseys. I left them at home, so they just showed up without a jersey. And I go, hey, these three girls don't have a jersey, but they're going to be on our team. He goes, yeah, they can't play. I was like, no, you're literally the only one that cares about that they're going to play. And then he said, you can't be on the court. And he goes, and if any of your girls have jewelry, they have to take it out. Like earrings. And I go, yeah, I just go, that's not happening. And he just looked at me with a blank stare. And I go, it's not happening. Like, you're the only one that cares about this stuff. And he could not have been a bigger asshole. Like, I'd be on the court and he'd tell me to, like, get off. Like, barely on the court. And I'm like, hey, man, I'm trying to help you out. This is like a shit show.
Yeah.
Could not have been a bigger asshole. And I was like, why are you even here? Mm-hmm. Like, I know you're getting paid for this. It can't be much. I hope it's not much. Mm-hmm. You're a loser, and I hate your guts. I talked to the official the next week. I guess they also, these two guys, and the next guy couldn't have been more awesome. He's just like, yeah, you have to be out here. Like, help me. Like, he's just joking around. He said these two guys also ref Downers Grove rec games.
Oh, boy.
And there's a rule, if there's, like, a team's up 20 at the end of the game, you just stop the game. This old curmudgeon-y guy refused to stop the game. Made them finish. Like, what are we doing? What like, dick. Please, buddy, go get a hooker or something, man. Like, what is wrong with you? Please, grow up.
Yeah, that's a GoFundMe that... We should start for this guy to get his spooge and sons involved. I'm with you. The ref. I'm not trying to bury the refs. This is not an anti-ref show. But to your
NFL
point,
refs.
Yeah,
NFL
yeah,
refs suck.
Exactly. Totally. There was no like he was trying to direct our kids, which I was totally fine with. It's like, you know, I'd rather you coach them right now than me. They may listen to you.
but it's sort of like, I could be doing that. There's really no reason to have a ref then.
Right.
But whenever he would direct, he basically was like, hey, you should pass the ball to this kid is what he was saying.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like a terrible idea. It's like, yeah, you know, he's saying the same thing I'm saying, trying to get somebody else involved. Mark Carrier would come out of nowhere and pick that pass off immediately.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah. can we not have steals then? Come on, ref.
I know.
You're trying to design passes on my behalf. Totally appreciate it, to be honest. And then it's blowing up right in your face. You're telegraphing it, obviously, for Carrier over there also.
Mark Carrier. Yeah. What a great reference. I love that. Mark Carrier.
A great rookie year, that dude.
Well, I'm sorry, anyway, buddy. I hope we both get a win here soon. We need it real bad.
We need it real bad, as do the Bears on Sunday against Baltimore. I hope you will be there in the flesh hugging all of the barrels in the United Club,
yes.
Buddy. Looking forward to seeing JF1 again. I missed him this week.
I did too. Yep. Let's just get a win. Let's get weird. Yeah. Let's get weird and get a win. Why not?
Let's do it. Let's get weird. Let's get a win. Go Bears! Zero Dogs. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Happy holidays. Thanksgiving.
You sound amazing, Darren.
Well, I'm fucking half cut, so it's a good Friday to be.
I also have a trout pond still going in my pants, apparently.
Thanks, Matt Nagy.
I'm a just island boy. I'm a just island boy. Ooh. I'm a get Kiwi gwine. Ooh. You're gonna keep that gun.
He dressed up like a clown for them, with his face painted white.
So, Rick, I have a question. Obviously, we all know the Fieldsman Shake, which is a popular drink, which is obviously cayenne pepper and cum. But when you're doing the Fieldsman Shake on the court, what's your angle? What's going through your head as you're trying to position yourself for the proper Fieldsman Shake, and is cum actually involved on the court?
The Fieldsman Shake. I'm glad you brought it up. Step number one, acquire the ball.
Okay, so you receive the ball. I like that. You like it high, you like it low. I'm more curious, when does the cumming come into play?
No, step. The most important part is just get it into my hands.
We still talking about the basketball, or?
So, what's that ball? It's once I get the ball, I go one way, but I actually don't go that way, and I go the other way, and then I shoot the ball, and that's the Fieldsman Shake. It's not complicated, but it's not easy. It's not something that you can just, you know, pick up off the streets.
Thank you.
Hamzy Pon and Rick Fielsman might be dead in the gutter, but we've got a special guest this week to give us our hot, hot picks. Take it away, mystery guest.
Hi, it's me, Rick Fielsman. I got your hot, hot picks. These are the hottest picks. They'll send your tits right to the ER. All right, who's ready? Here we go. Hams and bread. Wait, hams and spreads. Pick one. Oh, this week, we all know the NFL is rigged. It is trash. It is rigged. The refs are cheaters. They let Aaron Rodgers get away with COVID. They let Ben Roethlisberger die of COVID. He's dead. So we're going to college football, and we're going to Maction. Oh, my God, we love Maction. Early week football. Here we go. Pick one. I absolutely love Bowling Green. They are a powerhouse. They beat the Gophers, who were at full strength early in the season. They are getting 15.5 points at Miami of Ohio. Are you fucking kidding me? Bowling Green, they're Eagles. They're some type of bird. I don't like their look. They have ugly colors, but they are going to dominate. Maybe sprinkle the money line. I don't know. Do whatever you want. We're going to take Bowling Green plus 15.5 at Miami of Ohio this Tuesday night on ESPNU. Who has ESPNU? I don't know. Here we go. Hams and spreads, pick two. Oh, we are staying in the Maction. It's going to be red hot. We're going to go with Buffalo, not the Bills, the Buffalo Bills, but the college. They're getting 1.5 points at home Wednesday night against Northern Illinois. DeKalb, if you've ever been there, it's trash. Their football field is trash. Jerry Kill came from there, I think. He's trash. Gross. Buffalo. Maybe the Bills. I don't know. Khalil Mack went there. Do it. Hams and spread. Pick three. Picking monies of the week. Hams and spread is brought to you by Bill Doinks. If you're looking for a great head of hair and very luscious hands, get yourself a Bill Doinks. All right. Here's the pick of the week. The Battle of Michigan. Everyone's been talking about this game. Tuesday night, 6:30 on ESPN2. The Dose, the Ocho, I don't know. We're taking Eastern Michigan plus 5 at home against Western Michigan. They're dogs at home. Interstate battle, the battle for mediocrity. We're going to take Eastern Michigan. I think they're a bird as well. Did we do all birds? Nope, there's a bill in there. That's all I got. Hams and spreads. Have a good one at the windows.